TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
All right. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's another edition of TalkLine for the YK Delta and beyond. And I'm Diane McGachran, and you're whomever you are. And I was out last week because we had AFN going on, but this week we're going to be back in the saddle, so to speak. We have a couple of callers lined up, so we're going to go right to John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Diane.
How are you?
Morning to everyone here in the YK. Good. What about yourself?
I'm good.
It rained last night, but it went away. It looked like it's going to be nice out.
It's warmer today.
You know, lately we've been hearing on the news about YK having the surge in the virus.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been talking to some people that arrive from Anchorage. They do their, what gets me is I appreciate the ladies about the testing program. The older ladies that talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've been hearing is a controversial issue. I've been hearing they've been doing tests in Anchorage, not even waiting for the results and jumping right on the plane and coming here without having the results taken care of. They should, when they do that before ahead of hand, they should make reservations and leave a couple of days so they can do that testing. How long does a test result take? 2 days at least?
Right.
Well, they should wait there till they're clear, then come here, then have another test, you know, to be sure. The way they're doing it now, you test them, you get right on a plane, and then you don't hear nothing till they already spread it, and it's 2 days later. I don't understand that.
Mm.
You know, that's something the health issues got to look into these programs and get the whole of the airline, let them know that they should be quarantined at least till their test results are heard of. Then they can board if they're negative. They can come here if they're positive. They can't come here because that's one of the reasons I think it's spreading so rapidly here. Being going by the rules and regulations as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how come we have a big surge now. Mm-hmm. We're on the red alert system. Let these people think about these issues, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of just hopping right on a plane and coming here, you'll have the virus and you'll already spread it without waiting for the results.
Mm-hmm.
You might be positive and you're already here and you're spreading it, especially at the airport where they congregate. You don't have, it's not 6 feet apart. It's all messed together like a can of sardines.
Yeah.
they got to figure out some way to regulate that better.
Yeah, and I think that's the case when getting tested in Anchorage before coming here, but also getting tested at the Bethel Airport, going back home without quarantining, waiting for your results. And
then you
get your results, but you've already been around lots of people.
Yeah, they should do that in Anchorage first.
But also in the Bethel Airport.
Yeah, that's what I just
test.
Said earlier. I said you should have that test in Anchorage when you arrive here. You have another test.
Oh.
If you're going to another destination.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And then you quarantine.
Good point.
You know, that's what I was trying to clarify.
Thank you.
And another thing, I want to thank ONC for all the renovation on our house. They did a heck of a good work. I want to thank Jeffrey Vaughn and Buffy and his work crew. They're an excellent crew. They do really, really good job on your house. They're really meticulous and really careful. And they do it with safety.
Nice.
And, you know, that's good workers. That shows you how ONC had their workers here in the housing area. And they're really good workers. And they don't rush into things. They take their time, talk it over, and do whatever has to be done.
Mm.
And, you know, it's under supervision of Buffy and Jeffrey Vaughn. And they're doing really, really good jobs here.
That's nice to hear.
And another thing I want to thank, I'm going to be in the thankful mood here. I want to thank ONC for bringing us the care packages like fresh veggies from Myers Farm. And I want to thank Myers Farm for their concern for the community. They're good people up there. Lisa and them are really good people. They were born here, and they know how it is. And I'm sure glad we have caring people here such as them, you know, and ONC. They did a lot for everybody, and I want to thank them. Anyway, boy, it's going to be a nice day today, look like, and not rainy like last night. We have that rain spell, but other than that, still warm, you know, and people are still boating, I consider. So please wear your life jacket, don't drink and drive, and when you're walking around early in the morning, watch out for pedestrians, too, if you're rushing to work, you know. There's no need to rush.
No.
And everyone, please have a safe weekend. Thank you, Diane, for letting me air this out.
Thank you so much. I think you made a really good point.
And everyone, please be safe and healthy and watch over your fellow people.
Okay, John. Well, thank you. Have a really great day.
You too, Diane.
Okay.
Stay healthy and
I know. Yes.
Do your walk and nice fresh air.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to go to Chuck.
Good morning. This is Chuck Degnan in Unalakleet.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Chuck.
I just wanted to follow up with John's comments. He made very good points. COVID is really of a concern out here, too, and it's spreading more. And one of the things I would like to talk about is voting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to vote early in person or vote in person on election day. It has an impact on all of our problems that we have in the United States and Alaska, and it's important to express your support of the candidate that reflects your views. And you go by what the people have done, and I just want to make sure that people do their duties, respect each other, and help each other. You know, during tough times, we historically help each other because we live in small communities.
Mm.
And small communities are the last ones for state government to watch out for. And so just keep that in mind and have a great day. Thank you for the opportunity to be on Talk Line.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm glad you called.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. All right.
Bye.
We're going to go to Stephen from Neboskiak. Good morning, Stephen. Stephen?
Hello.
Hi, Stephen. Are you Stephen?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
It's been a while since I last called. First of all, thoughts and prayers are going out to those villages that have community spread.
Yes, thank you.
And as we've been talking, you know, and COVID-19, as I said a while back, is not going to go away soon. And I agree with everything John's saying. But at the same time, when those people return, regardless of whether they have negative tests, they should still be quarantining. Because this virus is a silent virus.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't show any symptoms until at least 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just for the Delta to keep in mind, and our lone hospital.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To take care of those people if the spread is further. Let alone those hospitals in Anchorage are overwhelmed already. So a shout out to those people that are traveling, please quarantine, stay home, don't go house to house. If you have kids, have them quarantine along with you guys.
Yeah.
This is how this COVID is spreading rapidly and fast in these villages where they think, oh, we're not going to get this, but they travel in and have a macho attitude, knock that macho attitude off and, lock yourself in the house for 2 weeks like some of those people that, you know, and I applaud Nunapichuk for taking extra measures because, you know, they've come a long ways, and
yeah,
they did have community, they spread, now they're clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time to let our guards down, just, you know, hang in there a little longer. We're in this together, so thank you.
We really appreciate that, Stephen. I'm glad you called. Okay, we're going to go to Dorothy from Chivac. Good morning, Dorothy.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to comment on that gentleman who talked about coming home right away from medical.
Yeah.
50% or maybe 70% of the travelers are on traveling with Medicaid, and as soon as they're told to stay home until they hear from their tests, and if we had place to stay, if Medicaid allowed travelers with medical problems, if they had a place to stay, I guess they'll gladly be there. But I don't think Medicaid will approve that.
You mean if they needed to quarantine before going back home, Medicaid might not pay their lodging? So the city of Bethel will pay people's lodging and food at Longhouse if they want to quarantine before returning to the village, in the case of Bethel. I don't know about Anchorage.
I see. Yeah. So I wonder if, because they make a same-day travel to our village, and but I don't know if Medicaid could change the return dates. I'm not sure about that, but that's how I understand it.
Okay. All right. But, well, yeah, I think that's a big issue, is the extent of Medicaid coverage.
Yeah. First time I hear about Longhouse. So it's open to anybody?
Yes. I'm asking to get some more information on that so that I can find out how you can access that service that the city of Bethel offers. And I'll announce it on air.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, thank you.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
I'm glad you called, Dorothy, and good luck there, and best wishes to Chivac. I'm going to go to Mark Springer from Bethel. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. This is Mark Springer at ONC.
Hello.
First of all, I would like to offer ONC, our staff, and the council's deepest condolences to the family of Emil Johnson, who we lost day before yesterday. It's a huge loss to us here at work. He was a great friend to everybody. He was our maintenance mechanic. A lot of people in town know him. And so to Sophie and her kids, and to Marilyn and all of his family, our condolences. It's pretty hard for all of us over here, and I know it's hard for all of his friends. So I wanted to give folks a little update on our CARES activities here at ONC, and I'm going to I've got some numbers here that are just assistance delivered here in Bethel to tribal members, and it's City of Bethel utility assistance, AVIC assistance, fuel oil assistance, and cards for AC and Swanson's. We have spent, just here in Bethel, on those things, $2,018,500.
Wow.
That there's an awful lot that does not include. It doesn't include any of the housing assistance that we have done here in Bethel. It doesn't include any assistance we've provided members in, Anchorage or around the state or down the lower 48, and the similarly large numbers. It also doesn't include equipment, supplies that we have purchased and continue to purchase to get ready for winter. I have 75,000 face masks coming on a plane here pretty soon. I've got 12 pallets of, ONC has 12 pallets of PPE and, you know, COVID-19 supplies coming in. So we have an awful lot of things going on. The staff continues to work very hard. We try to answer questions, inquiries from tribal members, you know, as we get them. We have received, as of yesterday, we had 911 applications received, and 500 of them are from Bethel.
Wow.
336 of them are from other parts of Alaska, and about 30 of them are from the lower 48.
Mm-hmm.
So the staff is working just as fast as they can to get applications processed and to get the assistance out. And again, I'll just toss my number out there. If anybody has any concerns, any issues, any questions, my number is 543-0500. I'm always happy to talk to tribal members about any of that. And let's talk about COVID-19 for a minute.
Okay.
COVID-19 loves crowds. COVID-19 is really happy when lots of people get together, and whether they're wearing masks or not. And, you know, there's the laundry list of reasons people get together. And, you know, another common way that people get together, well, let me say this. I want to heap huge amount of praise on the VFW for making the decision they made early on and closing their nightly recreational activity over there. That probably did more to protect the community and to save lives than anything else anybody else in town has done.
Huh. I think that a lot of other organizations have made really good decisions as well. About
no, they have.
And,
they have. But
yeah.
There was no other opportunity in Bethel for 100 people or more to congregate in a very small space, you know, every
mm-hmm.
night.
Okay.
And so the decision that they made to forego a lot of revenue, you know, it was a tough decision, but it was a very, very smart decision. And I hope that out in the villages they are making similar decisions, and I hope that people who, I mean, I'm going to use the G word, you know, there are people who get together and they gamble, they play cards here in Bethel, out in the villages. And I'll tell you a really funny story. I walked into my Grandma Neva Rivers' house one day in Hooper Bay years and years and years ago. It's the middle of the afternoon. I walked in, and the hallway, the entryway was packed with people, and I was like, what happened? Oh, no. So I kind of elbowed my way in and got past the hot air furnace. It's, you know, it's a AVCP house. Got past the hot air furnace so I could look in, and I'm, oh man, I see a corner of a sheet on the floor, and I'm like, what's going on? And I elbowed my way around a little more, and yes, there was a white sheet on the floor, and there was about six ladies sitting around the sheet, and there was cards and money on the sheet. But you know, it kind of scared me, wondering why there was such a crowd there in the middle of the afternoon. But people continue to do that, and you know what? That's those are gatherings that are outside your bubble. Please, 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 we're at the point now where COVID-19 is just about rampaging. There are communities where it is rampaging right now, and we have to continue to do what we can to stop it. So COVID-19 really likes crowds. I know we're tired sort of hearing about COVID-19, but COVID-19 ain't tired. COVID-19 is just getting its second wind.
So please
listen to YKHC. Listen to the city of Bethel. Listen to your tribal council and your city council in your villages. We have to take this even more seriously than we have been.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
I had to push you on, but that's fine. I really appreciate great information for
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right. Bye. Okay, we're going to go to Lori Strickler from City of Bethel, to talk about the quarantine. Hey, Lori, thank you so much for calling, because we had a question about what the City of Bethel provides in terms of quarantine assistance for lodging. And is that still going on? And if so, how do people access it?
Good morning, Diane. And actually, no, the city closed their layover lodging program about a month and a half ago.
Oh.
And the reason for the closure of that program was to ensure that we had adequate space and housing for people that are COVID positive or close contacts to COVID positive patients. So at this point in time, we're working with YKHC to help ensure that there is space available for the COVID patients as opposed to those traveling through Bethel.
Space at the hospital?
No, we're using hotel rooms to, as Mark just mentioned, to try to stay away from congregate shelters. We're using hotel rooms for COVID-positive patients and COVID close contacts for those that aren't able to safely quarantine at home.
Okay. And does that include people who might have, when you say close contact, are those people who have been contacted through social connections they had? And they can't, and they don't want to quarantine at home?
So the quarantine process at this point is facilitated by YKHC. So YKHC's contact tracing team are calling individuals who are close contacts or COVID positive and interacting with them. And if during that discussion they've identified that they're not able to safely quarantine at home, YKHC will work with them to identify an opportunity for them to potentially quarantine somewhere else. A lot of those quarantine options are with the Longhouse Hotel. We've got a few spots at Bentley's and some other hotels and spaces around the community of Bethel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. I really apologize to the listeners because I thought that program was still going on, and I apologize for that. And now I understand. Okay, so if somebody tests at the airport and they're coming in from wherever and they don't want to go back to their village, it's on them, if they want to quarantine in Bethel, to get those test results before traveling to the village. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you. I really appreciate you calling and clarifying that, and sounds like a good plan.
All right, thank you. Everybody have a good day.
All right, thank you, Lori. Okay, I thought we had another caller. I'm sorry. So we have a few minutes left. I have an anonymous email that I'm going to read, and the email goes like this. This is about testing, and testing is the weak link. Medical travel. Not enough quarantine time in between stops and too many contacts. Results too slow in coming back. Is this travel really, really necessary? Is it putting more of our people at risk? Brought on by the organization that is telling us to exercise all cautions, what is behind this? I can understand medevac. It doesn't make sense. Okay, thank you for emailing. And if you want to email, and your email and calls can be anonymous, you can by emailing us at radio@kyuk.org. And I'm looking for the phone numbers. Let me see. I don't have the phone numbers on me right now, so someone will bring them to me. All right, so we have just a couple of minutes. I can't tell if there's if maybe there's a caller coming in. I'm not sure. Okay, so I want to, let me give you the numbers here. It's 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. Like I said, you can be anonymous. So we're doing a fundraising drive now at KYUK, and there are three ways that you can donate to the radio station. It's the fall fundraiser. You can go to the website, which is really great because you can do this anytime. Because here at KYUK, they're on a skeletal crew, so they don't have a lot of people here. They're not able to answer all the calls that may come in for donations in a timely fashion. So there's a couple other options for you. You can go to the website, www.kyuk.org, and there's a donation button right on the front page, very easy to find. You can donate that way. You can also call during normal business hours, 8 to 5, at 543-3131. And you can mail a check donation to Box 468, Bethel, Alaska, 99559. Box 468, if you would like to send a donation that way. We're going to go to Father Rich from Bethel. Oh, no, he'll be after the break. So some people who, and really appreciate people who have donated so far, Ann Kosachev, Jerry Fredericks, Eleanor Miller, Casey Burke, and Renee Athanas. Renee Athanas, inductee to the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. Dave Cannon, beautiful photography from Mr. Cannon. Lou and Shelby Barubi, Bev Hoffman and John McDonald, Harry Alexi, Dorothy Beaver, the VFW Ladies Auxiliary, Annie Nelson, and I think we're going to, I'm waiting for the music to cue up so you can gently bring the music in. Thank you, and we will go to a short break. You're listening to Talkline on KYUK, 640 AM.
Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
And you're able to hear stories from across the Kuskokwim Delta and across the country because people open their homes to public radio reporters and hosts like me. And in return, we show our gratitude by getting the story right, putting stories into proper context. You can show your gratitude to NPR and to KYUK by becoming a sustaining member today. Go to kyuk.org and click on the donate button at the top of the screen, or call 543-3131 to pledge your donation live. Because of reduced staffing, we're also encouraging people to mail their donations in to P.O. Box 468, right here in Bethel.
With our region quickly approaching 1,000 residents in quarantine due to COVID-19 exposure, YKHC strongly urges the public to avoid participating in in-person gatherings of any kind, including but not limited to birthday, going away, gender reveal or throw parties, baby showers, community bingo and pull tabs, funerals, public meetings, restaurant dining, religious services, and indoor or outdoor social gatherings of two or more households. We must all do our part each day to prevent the spread of COVID-19. A message from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
To reduce the potential of community spread of COVID-19, Bethel City Council has adopted an emergency ordinance that requires face coverings be worn when individuals are in high-risk public situations, included but not limited to inside of or in line to enter any indoor public space, waiting for or riding on public transportation or taxi, while outdoors in public spaces when maintaining a physical distance of 6 feet is not possible. This ordinance remains in effect until November 1st. Additional details and exemptions available at cityofbethel.org.
Our next call, oh, sorry. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm going to go right into our next caller, Father Rich from Bethel. Good morning, Father. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Diane, I'd like to share an announcement from Immaculate Conception Catholic Church with you and your listeners this morning.
Sure.
And that is that in light of the dramatic increase in the number of COVID cases, COVID-19 cases in the Bethel area, effective immediately, public masses and all other church services and activities at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church are suspended until further notice. So effective immediately, public masses and all other church services and activities at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church are suspended until further notice.
Mm-hmm.
However, we continue to have recorded masses, which will continue to be available at on our parish website, Immaculate Conception website, and on the parish Facebook page. And the parish website is BethelCatholic.org, all lowercase, BethelCatholic.org. And then the Facebook location is www.facebook.com/Immaculate-Conception-Church. And then we also will be having a live Zoom Mass that will be on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. And if people are interested in taking part in that Zoom Mass, they can contact me, Father Rich, at my email or by phone, and I can send you the information by which you can log on to that Zoom Mass. And my email is rmager at Jesuits, jesuits.org. And so let me repeat that. So the email, rmager at jesuits.org. And then my phone number is 545-1123. 545-1123.
Okay.
And we regret that this action is necessary, but we certainly do want to do all that we can to promote the health and safety of our parish families and the wider Bethel community. So, Diane, thank you very much for this chance to help get that word out and to share this information with your listeners.
Thank you. We appreciate your call. Have a great
very good
afternoon.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye. So next we're going to go to Willie Keppel from Quinnahawk. Good morning, Willie. Hi, Willie. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh,
welcome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Morning. And it is a nice morning down here. Here, let me turn the radio off.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Walk back into the house. All right, let's get right on down to the nit and grit. Yesterday, KYUK ran a hit story, and we knew it was coming. Stella, before she passed, and I, oh, yep, here it comes. We had every bit of evidence we needed to know exactly what was coming. There's four tribal court protective order deals down here, all from the same woman, happens to be a niece of Stella's, that falsified federal documents.
Oh, man, Willie, we can't do that. Can't get in a, don't do a personal thing like that. okay?
Nobody's name's up yet, is it? My name's all over there.
Well, Greg, you can speak to your, but please don't bring up other people, okay? Especially in this kind of thing. We don't do that on Talkline.
People want to hear it, but I think the public does. And after the hit job that was done, I think they have a right to know.
I will cut you off, unfortunately, if you bring up somebody and go and proceed on a personal attack. I will cut you off. And I don't want to do that, Willie. So if you can.
I'd like to thank Mayor Perry Barr, mm-hmm. former state trooper, head of the VPSO program, for helping me through the years with the issues in tribal court down here.
Yeah.
Problem is, Quinnahock is not part of AVCP. They don't have guidance from an attorney. When you talk to their attorney, they go, there's nothing we can do about what they do down there. They're not part of us. They're a freelance operation. Perry Barr helped me get the idea through to some of them that, yeah, there's a thing called the 1968 Indian Civil Rights Bill. And they don't follow it. They don't use it. There's over 20 of us that have been banished, even two women with infants in their arms, not a penny in their pocket, one-way tickets to homelessness. Now, what transpired with the last little issue down here, I'm working on my boat along with the coastal mechanic. We're on a state gravel bar. This woman comes down on a four-wheeler, drives through our yard, never gets off her four-wheeler, and starts screaming at us because she claims...
Okay.
Now here.
No.
You're gonna hear the story.
No, not going to go there. I don't know what the story is, but Talkline isn't for airing the personal situations that people have had. You have to talk more about issues.
In a court order, you're trying to hang me with your radio station. That's what I'm doing. People want to hear, then let me talk, Diane.
You can have a Facebook page that's public, and you can say anything you want on it, but Talkline, we can't do that.
Long and the short of it is, there's a state trooper here.
Okay.
That also gave the name to Greg Kim on. He didn't get called. No village cops got called. I got convicted for working on my boat motor on state gravel bar.
Okay.
The mechanic goes, what did we do wrong? We didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The person never even got off their four-wheeler while they're sitting in Stella's front yard. And I got convicted because that's the way it works down here. The last thing she shouted...
I'm sorry.
...was, I'm effing up your campaign. I'm effing up your campaign. Well, wait a minute. She was Tiffany Zolkowski's campaign manager.
So what we're going to do... you can contact the news station if you don't feel the coverage has been adequate and you would like to add more and if you would like to say more, but it can't, Willie, you can't do this on the air. I'm sorry.
Needs to know. He had the answers to all his questions. He chose to run it in a total negative way.
Yeah, so you should contact him.
Yeah, I'm
directly.
Okay. You love him.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go to our next caller or an email. Do we have another caller, Alyssa? Okay, we have Joan. Joan from Chivac. Thank you, Joan, for calling.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I just want to call and suggest during this COVID thing that's going on. While we're on lockdown, maybe we probably have nothing to do at home. I'm sure we have a lot of things to do at home. Kids are probably half suffocated in staying in the house, and what we can do and teach our children, our grandchildren, is to tidy up the houses, tidy up our yard. Maybe disinfect things in the house, like teach our children washing the walls and teaching the kids and praise them what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that would pass their time instead of looking at the cell phone all day long and see what's going on. Forget about that COVID thing and let them get busy. Like, let them do dishes and praise them. And
That's such
a... Get something from the store. Let the kids teach them how to make cupcakes or anything just for the house. And they'll enjoy it, and they wouldn't forget it.
Yeah,
That would be my only suggestion right now, to keep busy in the house instead of looking at the cell phone and say, this is going on. It's listening to the COVID thing, whatever. So that's my only suggestion.
Joan, I think you're making really good points on keeping children busy.
Yes.
And with chores and with meaningful things, maybe around the yard. They can also go on walks away from the community and get some exercise that way. But I really like what you're saying, and to praise them and to be really present and in touch with your children during a time like this is really vital.
Like getting some ayuk and tandoor tea and chai suk.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I actually know those. What you're talking about. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this making ayuk tea juice is good for the coughing. And
yes.
It's really good. Like blackberry leaves. Those you can collect and you can use them for maki too. Mixed with the chai suk.
Oh,
it's really strong.
I wondered about that. If you could mix both of them like that.
Yeah, mix them with the blackberry leaves, and chai suk is really strong when you go when you're mafisting.
Nice. Okay.
And
good.
I thought I would only suggest on those kids being bored in the house, like watching TV and cell phone and listening on the cell phone and watching. The mothers can do that for their kids, especially when there's a lot of kids in the house. And you do dishes and you fold clothes and you do a little bit laundry and wash the walls and anything that's
nice.
Anything that can they can pass the time in the house. That'll make the time faster instead of saying, is it only 2 o'clock,
I know. How many times are people hearing that from their kids?
Yeah. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. And have a good morning and have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye. Those were really nice suggestions from Joan from Chivac. We're going to go to Cesari from Bethel. Good morning, Cesari.
Okay, about that, the tundra tea and stuff. One time, she mentioned, one time I was on a Lonely Hill geese hunting and I get flu, weather been bad, we stuck, supposed to play pickles up for 3 days. I have fever laying down and, I just getting my head and there was some another boy in there, native boy, and he said, maybe make it some tea. Okay, we just pick it up, some tundra tea and blueberry. I boil that thing to make it thick like oil. After I drink one cup, I don't know what happened for 3 days with me. I was gone. Like somebody knocked me out with best pills or best drugs when I ever see. There was too powerful. They get me out, and I wake up with my flu gone, and I barely remember what happened. That's what the tundra tea do to me. Maybe it was too thick and too well. It's one more thing what I'm actually called for it, and I heard about that tundra tea. The about rapid test and traveling, I've been about 2 weeks ago. I'm going from Anchorage to Bethel, and I set up rapid test in first care in Hoffman in Anchorage, and they're supposed to take just like in hearing, better like taking rapid tests in a family clinic where they take a half hour and you're done. And I have an appointment 3 o'clock because 2 places in Anchorage where they research, what I find out they're doing that. And to figure out this right, I have time to check in and go on and have a result with me. And I wait to 5, and I know if I no move it soon. And I tell them, they ask me first for insurance. I told them, yeah, my wife have insurance, government from her work, and I have them also on here, and I have Medicare and Medicare Plus. What? No, you have Medicare, we not get you. We not accept Medicare. Okay, get me and then my wife. No, because you have Medicare, we not get you. I tell them, I'm on her insurance too. No, we not get you. And they simply rejected me because I have Medicare. And Medicare Plus, where they cover clinics and stuff. I tell them, well, just go get my wife. We wait to 5 o'clock. And those guys, I just can't wait anymore. I told her, what's going on? Oh, we have one doctor, and she have to see doctor before she have rapid test. We have to examine her. I tell her, what do you mean? For rapid test, for common test, you have to see the doctor. Yes, in our clinic, you have to see. So now I know what they're ripping off insurances and see connection with the doctor. I don't know, and I cancel that, and I go over there to airport, and we have still a little time. And first, then nobody won't do it, and they said, oh, you're flying out. We have another section on B gauges, and one guy just walk us down, and he have everything set up with 15 minutes. He do the testing, and with no lines, no nothing, and the following day, we have him result. Texting to email to me and her, and that but I still why the if it's that important to get the test and clinic rejecting because you have Medicare, what you more valuable for expose yourself to the virus, mm-hmm. What is the common sense? What is, why they can't even think about that? Hmm. I can get at that. That is ridiculous.
Now you have about a minute.
Oh, okay, we have another one with something else.
Okay.
And I tell you, Willie Kipo, I heard that story yesterday on the radio news about him, and he have right, because nobody ask him, nobody disconnect you, the reporter, talking all the kind of crap what was dismissed. And they use his name, oh, we have charges this kind, all have been dismissed, but you putting his name to the public, people already getting messed up his brain.
Okay, so Cesari? I'm going to just redirect you or people to the article. They can also call the radio station if you disagree with the nature of the article. But like I was saying, we don't want you to really talk about other people too much on
the
show.
He's not talking about the, using your name.
Well, I'm talking to you directly because now you're talking about someone and their story. And I want to keep it, you know, to your ideas, opinions on stuff, but maybe not as directly involved with a person at this time. If you can,
talk directly about the first care on Hoffman.
About who? What?
The first care clinic in Hoffman, where they ignore me and my Medicare and Medicare Plus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have something else in there with another.
You'll have to call back.
Chat. Yes. Okay.
Come back for part two. All right.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Okay. So just a reminder, everyone, talk line, we don't have people like air out some of their personal grievances. So we got to try to get a check on that. All right. Thank you. So we're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line.
About Susan. Medicare.
Oh, okay, Susan.
About
yes.
Medicare, mm-hmm. So Cesari and others know. I'm not of age yet. I will be soon, and I dread it, because here's a situation like with my mom. She had Medicare. She was also a veteran, so she had veteran benefits. She was also a widow to a veteran. She also had insurance, and she had money. But she was stuck when she had her stroke and had to be in Anchorage for assisted care and all that. She was stuck with welfare doctors because Medicare is your primary provider, and the doctors do not like Medicare because they're so low and late in payments getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people that had chronic conditions with migraines or whatever, and when they turned 65, their favorite doctor said, I can't be your doctor anymore. Because you're forced to enroll in Medicare, regardless of the insurance and other coverage you have,
mm-hmm.
and you're forced to have them be your primary care provider. And that's what's messing up Cesari. That's what's messing up all my friends that are over 65 right now. And that's going to mess me up when I'm 65. I have a health insurance for life. They really were wonderful when I had my cancer adventure and all that. And it's going to be a whole different ball game if something happens after I'm 65, and I dread that. But that's my brief thing about Medicare. I want to put a plug in for flu shots. They're happening again from 10 till 2 at the YK, new YK, where they do the COVID tests, that tent there.
Is that today?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
From 10 to 2, and in the villages, they're starting it at noon. And even the sub-regional and even the other, a lot of the other villages are doing it, too. Theirs start at noon. But this is from 10 to 2, and there's an ad in the Delta Discovery explaining it. I did it last time a few weeks ago, and I said, oh, crap, look at all those cars. But they move you through pretty good speed,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, don't get sick afterwards or anything like that. It's a flu shot. It's just a flu shot. And it's really going to be a good thing to get that out of the way because last year, think about how bad the flu got, and I know several people that had pneumonia and all that. And get the flu shot. Just go ahead and get it done. It's helping with the situation they have now because they're overburdened with the COVID. And the whole thing is another thing I'm thinking about is it's so when you get a test, be it regardless if it's rapid or not, and it comes back negative. You can still get, you have a it can be up to 2 weeks before it's detectable.
Right.
I'm not talking about symptoms. That's true, too. But even that it's even detectable to come out positive, it can be up to 2 weeks. So when someone flies back from Anchorage and, oh, yay, I tested negative, every Wednesday they still do weekly free question, you know, question, no question asked type thing testing at the YK. Do that every week until your 2 weeks are up, you know, because I think what happened is it slipped through the cracks because maybe someone was negative and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, party hardy or whatever, and then you expose all these other people, and that's just, we got to really be hyper, super hyper vigilant, and in the villages, it's inevitable that it will be explosive. I mean, Bethel has a luxury of contracting to hotels and stuff for people to stay. You know, if they've been exposed or they're positive and they don't want to get their family members, you know, sick. So they have the luxury of that. The schools don't. I mean, the villages don't. The villages don't, but maybe since school is closed, maybe that could be a building they could use. I don't know. They don't have the luxury of that, so it's inevitable that it would be so explosive now in some of the villages. And it's sad. And that lady had a good suggestion about keeping the kids busy and all that. But as far as dishes and laundry and washing walls, a lot of these places don't have running water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I feel so bad about these villages. I just don't know, you know. It's going to be, it was inevitable, you know, we're the end of the trail here, you know. First it was in New York and then it kind of, you know, on the West Coast and then Anchorage and now Bethel. And it's just really... I feel so bad for the villages right now, and it's so scary. It's so very, very scary. Yeah.
But villages can manage it if they do the proper clampdown. It will stop.
Yep.
So it's absolutely manageable, and they can handle it. So that's the
well,
good
they
part
will.
Of it.
They'll survive. They
yeah.
have to.
Yeah.
And they're tough people.
Yeah.
So they will have to. They'll have to survive. What choice do you have? But
yeah.
What
okay.
a challenging situation we have at hand now.
True.
Yep.
All right.
All right. And I want to encourage people to donate to KYUK. Donate. You know,
yeah.
the money you saved not playing bingo and not going to Anchorage. Donate it to KYUK.
There
All right,
you
thank
go.
You, and have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like Susan said, we're doing our fall fundraiser. It would be awesome if you could make a donation. You can do that at kyuk.org. You can also mail a donation to KYUK Box 468, Bethel, Alaska. You can also call 543-3131 during normal business hours, which is 8 to 5. And we have a long list of people who have donated, and we're really grateful. Joanne Hawk Andrew, Robert and Marie Lacander, Annie Nelson, Dorothy Beaver, Megan Newport. Thank you, Colin McDonald, who makes really cool earrings, Jennifer Peaks, my former colleague, John and Tootsie Gwynn, thank you, Randy Turner, Gertrude Andrew. Anyway, thank you very much for your donations. We really need them and appreciate them. We're going to go to a quick break for about 2 minutes, and you're listening to, and it may, maybe now's a good time either to wash your hands or get online and make a donation or write a check and put it in the mail, box 468. All right. Thank you.
Mine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Baby shower, bingo, alkurilleritlu, tumachtilleret, kojuchtilleret, nervigninrilleret, agaillerit, jali, nenni hwasu sami kojuchtilleret, nilgutgenrillingut, tamam taikajok nachrugut, unnokokan sachtstnerritlkan in COVID-19 unakingunnkhtukhakan Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
The author Lily Hardy Hammond famously wrote that you don't pay love back, you pay it forward. It's a sentiment that sparked millions of cups of prepaid coffee around the country. It also founding principle of KYUK and public radio. Hi, this is Grady Deaton, and when you support KYUK, you're not just supporting the local and national news that you depend on, you're also supporting the local and national news that this community, your community, depends on. So pay it forward. Visit kyuk.org to give right now. And thanks.
Our ancestors fought for our right to vote. Now it's our responsibility to make sure our voices are heard in the November 3 elections. We decide who is elected into office, and now more than ever, we need to make sure that we elect those who will fight to protect our ways of life. It's time to warrior up and vote. An absentee ballot is a safe and secure way to cast your vote. By voting absentee, you vote from the comfort and safety of your own home. Apply for your absentee ballot online, by paper, or in person. Submit your absentee ballot early to make sure that your voice is heard. Together, we make a difference. This message is sponsored by Native People's Action Community Fund. Visit www.npacommunityfund.org on how to apply for your absentee ballot and vote safely on November 3rd. Koyana, Masicho, Kunalchish, Koyanakpak, Harasakung.
everybody. Welcome back. We have a couple callers lined up, and we'll go right to it. Noah from Tuluksac. Welcome, Noah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I hope I don't get hang up like those two, Willie and Kazari. Okay. Yeah. All my life, I went to school to get educated and speak fluently in English. And I've been having a hard time with spelling, vocabularies, and I focus on those. I try to learn much from the teachers that taught us very well. And if you find out some information, good information, such as Alaska has a constitution. It took me years and years of research and find out one word, fraud, which makes the constitution weak. And for that purpose, for knowing that information, they try to make an issue of my name, Noah C. Elksy Sr. No, Noah C. Elksy. And they try to eliminate it to Henry Noah Elksy. Why are they doing this? For knowing what information I've received? And I'm having a hard time with it. But I'm focusing on what was on the presidential debate. They gave me all the information I need. And then from the House, that Don and Kelvin gave me a lot of information too. Now this evening, Dan and Gross are going to be on, and I'll be watching what issues they're going to focus on to be elected. So all of what we're doing now is try to learn. If I want to further educate myself, I can go to college, but I will need some resources in order to get to college. The villages and the communities don't have so much resource to get into a higher education. But Jalista, AVCP, and other entities have distributed, if you're interested in going into higher education, if you do this, we'll give you a slice of a resource to get into a higher education. And for my community, I've been sitting down watching my younger kids being taught third grade and fifth grade level, even their ninth grade and 12th grade. And it's hurting me. Why are they trying to teach them third and fifth grade level and you not use the curriculum of the state? I went through it. I surpassed all the curriculum what the state gave me, and I focused on what I need to do. So thank you for taking my call, and have a nice day.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to Tom from Chilista. Thank you for calling, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Diane. Hey, I got a quick question. So you're a volunteer to host the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't work for KYUK?
No, I'm a volunteer for KYUK. But exactly. I'm not an employee. Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. Just looking to clarify that. Wanted to share some exciting news from Chilista.
Yes.
For the shareholders who haven't heard it, we actually announced the Aculista distribution. So that'll be coming out in November. Mm-hmm. It's our biggest Aculista distribution ever. It's over $3 million, about 5% more than last year. And so that'll go to all of our more than 33,000 shareholders. And what's one other piece of exciting thing, at least I think is really exciting, is our youngest shareholder right now is about 3 months old.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So I can just picture those cheeks, those awesome baby cheeks.
I know those cheeks, man. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to bugle them, honestly.
I know that feeling. Yes.
that baby is going to be part of the shareholders that receive the Aculista distribution. So two very important dates for people to remember. The day before Halloween, October 30, that's the deadline to either submit a new direct deposit application, so you don't have to wait for lost or late mail, because there's a lot of that out there right now. Or if you have a new account and need to update your direct deposit, same thing. October 30, make sure you get your updated bank information, or if you want to apply for direct deposit, get that information to Trilista by October 30. So to get the form, just head to mytrilista.com. That's a free account that you can set up to look at your shareholder account. There is a link to the direct deposit form there, and it has our fax number on there. It's a secure fax number because email is not secure, or you can mail it back to us. But just make sure to get those direct deposits back to us by October 30. The other deadline is the very next Friday after that, November 6th. That's when we have to have updates for addresses or phone numbers, things like that. So October 30 for direct deposits, November 6th for address and phone number updates, and mid to late November is when the Aculista will be distributed to shareholders.
Okay.
Yeah, so all that information, again, mytrilista.com. If you want to email us, shareholder@trilistacorp.com. Our offices are still closed. So you can call, but keep in mind that the call is going to have to get routed a few times because most of our staff are working from home. But shareholders can call us at 1-800-277-5516.
Okay.
And then the last update I wanted to share is, with the huge spikes that we're seeing, please, encouraging everyone to please be safe out there. Listen to the experts, like the doctors, YKHC. They're the ones that have the data and the facts and the science. So please listen to them, wear those masks, be distant, wash your hands.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, very true.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Diane.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon. Okay, I'm going to read a quick couple of emails here. One, starts out this way. Good morning, Diane. Cody Ferguson here. I'm emailing for a couple of reasons. I am shook to the core to hear about the dramatic spike of cases in the YK Delta within the past couple of days, especially in my hometown of Chivac. I'm praying for the safety of everyone. I would like to help in any way that I can, and the only thing that I can think of right now is to offer a simple recipe that will help anyone who is ill feel better. In a teapot, add one tea bag of your choice, add 5 to 6 leaves of chaliak, stinkweed, a generous amount of ayuk, Labrador tea, honey, lemon juice, and a dash of cinnamon, add water, and boil. Every time I drink this, I literally feel the effects it has on my body. It works wonders. I hope this helps anyone who has symptoms of COVID-19 or is feeling sick during the flu season. Hello to Dorothy, who called earlier in the show, and hello to everyone in Chivac, Guyana. Thank you for your email, Cody. We appreciate that. Here's another email from Anonymous about quarantining. When people are quarantined at the longhouse, who provides who provides over the contact medicine? Like water, Gatorade, zinc, vitamin C, famotidine, Tylenol, hand sanitizer, disinfectant, etc. Thank you. John, this is an anonymous. KYUK talk line is partial to people. Tyranny is being exercised instead of freedom of speech, our constitutional right. Understandable. Then there's a long email, so I think I'll... One more regarding school. The homework for schooling is really frustrating and is probably taking a toll on a lot of parents, myself included. With the spread of COVID and people losing their jobs and all of us trying to keep our sanity, it would seem in the best interest if the schools can let up some of the homework. Keep it simple. Maybe down to a couple of subjects per quarter. How can these kids learn when they and their parents are frustrated, feeling like giving up, throwing in the towel? Get it down to a few subjects a quarter, and at least everybody is not on edge and can learn a little bit easier. Might not be the way the world wants to learn, but an inch forward is moving forward still. Be better than this added stress and frustration on everybody. It's too much. Anonymous. Thank you. Wow, I can hear that, and I've heard a lot of things in a similar way. So I'm going to go to Wassily in Neboskiak. Good morning, Wassily. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God for this beautiful day, and it's very warm and high tide. I brought my boat up. The problem is the oil is everywhere in the shore, which used to be very clean because of the remote area. Since four-stroke came up, it has gotten worse. People leave their oil down at the shores, and that oil is no good for the fish, too. It's very highly cancerous. So what I want to say was the public here, politics, the Alaska Republicans who are running again for a seat in, who oppose the Democrats running against them, says in the television commercial, the Democrats and their socialist agenda. They mean to say they are against your public health service, the social services in hospital care, the Medicare, which is the Affordable Care Act. It means the Medicare, which was made available to accept you when you have low income. That's what it's all about, the Affordable Care Act. The elected senators to Congress, do they not get paid so much to get rich when serving you? But they do, but they want to neglect you in a public health department by opposing the Affordable Care Act. Calling it the socialist agenda. It is pretty much like the waste of money on you in the public health service. Looks like they want to keep you inferior while they are kept in office getting rich, very superior, having no need of help to pay for hospital expense. That's how superior they become while you keep them in office. And think about it. When the voting time comes, the Democrats are helping you, and they do help us, and they come up with the Affordable Care Act, which the Republicans want to do away with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. That's it. Bye.
Thank you, Wassily. We appreciate you calling. We have an anonymous caller now from Bethel. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yeah, hello. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
You know, we're listening to all these people talk, both on radio, TV, and, you know, you got these all these people running for office, and they're coming up with the most dirtiest thing they could come on their opponent, and none of it makes sense because they all look corrupt, every one of them. They're no different than the other guy just because you're Republican or Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
This Republican, the Democrat needs to be thrown out the window, and everybody needs to become one in America. This is ridiculous we're divided in Washington, D.C. just because of two words, Republican and Democrat. That needs to go away. Then we'll have no problems. We might have some problems, but not as bad as it is now.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, ever since this COVID-19 came out, no agency that I'm aware of, local, state, or federal, are enforcing the mandates in place to protect everyone in this so-called world and state of Alaska. If everybody followed the mandates and the quarantine and everything, we wouldn't have half the problems we do. It comes down to one word. Do you know what it is?
One word. Oh, my. Yes. What is it?
Common sense.
I think that's two words. Maybe one word. Is it one word or two words?
It was one word to me. But anyway, you know, all these agencies, all they do is talk, no action. You've got to take action, enforce these mandates that you implemented in every community, starting with Anchorage, Bethel, wherever. You know, these. It don't do no good when nothing's being enforced.
And how would
all these people slipping through the cracks and not taking their tests or taking their tests, come up positive, not saying nothing?
What would you suggest? Like, how do you think enforcement, for example, at the airport with mandatory testing of incoming from the
flights?
Before
they let them come to Buffalo, they need to get the test in Anchorage and wait 14 days. If it's negative, they can come. If it's positive, they got to quarantine for 14 days. They're just letting them slip through the cracks.
And what about the people who arrive and test at the Bethel Airport? Because we have a mandatory testing when you arrive at the airport. How do you
think that
should be? How should it be enforced, though?
It should be enforced no different
than with
any
police or
coming up with all these mandates and resolutions and trying to stop the community spread, not only in Bethel but the villages. Look what's going on in the villages.
Mm.
Somebody slipped through the cracks. Somebody went to each village and was positive.
Mm.
You know, they're not. It's one thing to do something, it's one thing to say something, and it's one thing to enforce whatever you say you're going to do. What you do and what you say is two different things. If you do what you say you're going to do, it works. If you do something else, it don't work. The only other advice I got to everybody listening on the radio right now, remember to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And be respectful for everyone, not just yourself, but to everybody you come in contact with. You know, it comes down to common sense. They tell us to wash our hands. They tell us to use sanitizers. They tell us to stay 6 feet. You see that happening?
Right.
It's not happening. Nobody wants to listen. That's the problem. That's the key word. Nobody's listening.
Okay.
Listen, it works. You don't listen, you're going to pay the price. We're all paying the price because nobody's listening.
Mm.
You follow me?
No, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this is ridiculous. And, as long as I lived here and born in Alaska, these politicians that are running, they're the biggest crooks I've ever seen because they're all running dirty ads. They shouldn't run no dirty ads. There should be some kind of law against that. That's disrespectful. Make the other guy look bad, and you're the guilty one to begin with by running dirty ads. You know, if you're going to state something, make sure you're stating the facts. Don't come up with a story that you know don't even know it's true or not. And then they get the rest of us to believe it's true because we're watching the ad and they're sending us a whole bunch of paper. We're just throwing it right in the trash.
Yeah.
Okay, have a safe weekend.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Anonymous. All right, we're going to go to Sam from Bethel. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Let me try something here.
Is your radio on?
Yeah, I was just changing my phone.
Okay.
We'd like to give a warning out to all the parents about their little kids playing on the ice. It's not thick enough for them, so remind them not to play on the ice. And it's that time of the year when kids need to have bright clothes on in the morning or reflectors. So the people can see them walking on the street if they're going to school or whatever they're doing. And I'd like to also ask for everybody's help out there on these five people that are missing for, I think, today's the sixth day. If you have any information as to where they are, they're supposedly left Quinhock a couple of days ago, about 10 gallons of gas there. and that's the last they were seen. So anybody on the lower Kuskokwim area, Good News Platinum, Quinnahawk, Kong, Puig, you hear anything, call the state troopers or Mike Riley or that Lady Brown. The Quinnahawk BPSO has a number posted on that page. So keep a lookout for them. And if you have any information, call 545-4502 or the state troopers. They've been out there quite a while now. I think this is the sixth day. And yesterday we flew all the way down on the left side of the Kuskokwim to Quinnahawk, and then we jumped across the Kuskokwim and searched by Kong and Quig and all the way up the Kuskokwim, and we didn't see anything or any sign of boats or any sign of people looking for help.
Wow.
So if anybody knows anything, let us know so we can find them and get them some help. That's about all I got to say. And protect yourself, wear your mask, whether you're negative or positive, you know,
to
protect others, you know, not only yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, have a good, safe weekend.
Thank you, you too. Okay. So just a reminder that we have some grand prizes, too, for the fundraising that we have going on. There's original pottery from Ann Kosachev, which I can vouch is really lovely. There's a Garmin InReach Rural Solutions. That's something I guess you can, when you're out, you can use it as a GPS and texting tool. 100 gallons of Crowley Fuels, half a quart of chopped wood. So these are some of the prizes. If you want to make a donation to KYUK, that's really wonderful. And I have an email that I'm going to read. Okay. So this is a very long email, so I may not be able to get through the entire email. But first I'm going to go to a slightly shorter email. And I think this is from Anonymous. Back in March, all workplaces were very rigid about having employees working at home, working on alternative schedules, two on, two off, etc. Now that the virus is among us, it's like we are working like there is nothing going on. And yes, be open about it. If we are going to be working in our offices, we need to be advised to keep ourselves and our families safe from contraction of the virus. Okay, thank you. This is an email regarding two issues. I might condense this, so if you're listening and this is your email, please forgive me. It's just too long to read this kind of email over the air. So this is, there are two issues important to Alaska Natives, according to this email. Number one, the confirmation of Amy Barrett message. Messages to traditional IRA tribal councils that they should email Senator Sullivan and Murkowski to vote against confirmation of Judge Amy Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Judge Barrett's extreme conservative views are evident from her active membership in the far-right Federalist Society, a fringe group that is aligned with the views of the Goldwater Institute, which for years has fought to overturn ICWA's protections for Native children and families. As an Alaska Native, we should all be concerned about the fast-track confirmation process of Judge Amy Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Judge Amy Barrett has said she is in favor of repealing the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978. When that law is struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, many Native children will be placed to non-Native foster or adoptive homes. That is a loss for Native families and identity loss for the children when placed outside Native families. Another issue important to the health of Alaska Natives is the latest challenge to the Affordable Care Act by President Trump. If approved, Judge Barrett will be on the bench to hear the case. Reversing the Affordable Care Act will hurt Alaska Native families and deprive them of the health care they receive under the Affordable Care Act. In the event she votes to overturn the case, rural health funds will diminish for many Native families. Please email Senator Sullivan and Murkowski. Second issue, no matter who you vote for, our rural residents should go vote. It's the only voice that can make an impact to issues that face rural communities. Looking at the state of Alaska 2014 general election results, turnout then had a 56% turnout rate statewide. Your vote counts. It impacts your health, funding, housing, Indian child welfare, education, postal funding, rural cap, food stamps, etc. Get out and vote. Okay, thank you for that. Got through that one. And let's see, I read that one. Here is another very long email. I'm not sure I can do it justice. There's only 1 minute left. I don't think I can read that email. I can go to Ivan if he wants to just have one, just 2 minutes. Ivan, welcome to the show. There you have about 1.5 minutes if you want to say something quickly. Good morning.
Is that that's me or who?
That's you. It's you. You have about a minute.
Well,
so go.
We'll extend the talk show.
I know. I know.
Well, thanks for volunteering and what can I say? Good talk show, and I watch the debates and feels weird to vote early, but me and my wife already absentee, and
oh,
I look like we made the right choice and on
okay.
COVID.
Yeah.
What can I say? Our parents are survivors of that flu epidemic. And we are their children. We also have the genes of surviving, so it's okay to talk about fear and be wary. At least talk about and let it out. And I'm thankful for that lady on what the children should be doing during quarantine. And what makes me more mad the most is these people that start the rumors and talk bad about the people that has stopped. Mm. And that's enough to have a harassment, a criminal charge of harassment. That's not good. I don't have Facebook. Hell, that's against my native values, that one. But anyway, if those people are doing that, stop it. And yesterday's stupid talk show was helping people, and that should we should be doing that on people that are quarantining. And we're with you, and those people that have it, we're with you too. Prayers. Oh, talk about prayers. My mom and dad would encourage that.
Uh-huh.
And it's also in back of the quarter, in God we trust. But those six words on the COVID come to mind. It's a norm already. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And together we'll get through this. And what can I say? Guyana to
Guyana,
city of Bethel. And what's her name? Dr. Hodges on poor canceling trick or treat. But the moms and grandmas already canceled that. So
good.
These clouds remain, but eventually the sunshine will come out again. But we need to.
Yes, sir.
Go we've by them six words I mentioned, and we'll beat this thing. It's in our genes already. Okay, bye.
It is. Okay, bye. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm so sorry to have to push people off a call, but I'm listening for the music that tells us we are winding down the show, but it's not on yet. So please go ahead and make a donation to KYUK. Any amount is really wonderful. We have grand prizes. Buck Bukowski challenges all grandparents to donate for each of their grandkids. Bev Hoffman challenges all of her Hoffman relatives and all Cheneys to donate. Well, now that's going to be a lot of donations. Dorothy Beaver challenges her sister, Christine. And Minnie Chase challenges all of her friends and family to meet or beat her pledge of $25. Right, everyone have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you next Friday on Talkline.